This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Before John McCain could appear on American television screens last night, something had to happen in East Rutherford, New Jersey. The New York Giants and Washington Redskins had to finish their football game. Sports writer Stefan Fatsis joins us, as he does most Fridays, to talk about sports and the business of sports, and this time to talk about the intersection of politics and football. Hello, Stefan.
Hey, Michelle.
Now, you actually looked this up. The defending Super Bowl champion Giants wrapped up their 16-7 win over the Redskins at precisely 10:01 p.m. Eastern Time. That was exactly when the video tribute and the introduction to John McCain started rolling. Producers must have been sweating over this one. Are we talking about a coincidence?
No, not at all. The NFL had already agreed to move the start of this game back to 7 o'clock from 8:30 because NFL games take 3 hours, and no one wanted this to run into the Republican convention, the end of the Republican convention. Now, the word was that if the game had required overtime, Republican officials would have delayed McCain's speech because neither party here, the Republican Party and NBC, wanted to risk losing audience, and they didn't. NBC significantly outdrew the other broadcast networks thanks to the lead-in from the NFL game.
Boy, it was close, though.
It was, but nothing is as close on television as we think it is.
Now that we're in the football season, let me ask you about what's going on with the various business dealings in the NFL. What do we hear this week from Commissioner Roger Goodell?
He said this week that the NFL definitely intends to expand the regular season to 18 games from the current 16 in 2010 at the earliest. Now, he's facing another major issue, the fate of the league-owned NFL network. It has failed to get the kind of carriage on cable that the league wanted, and it's involved in litigation with cable operators about it. And now it's negotiating with ESPN to take over the cable slot belonging to ESPN Classic. That would be a big deal.
Now, a lot of people this weekend are going to be watching for Brett Favre. He debuts on Sunday in a different shade of green as the starting quarterback of the New York Jets.
Yes, goodbye, Green Bay. The Jets are in Miami, where the Jets will face their former starting quarterback, Chad Pennington. Never before quite so much attention on a game involving teams that won a combined 5 times last year. Favre has had a very short time to learn a very different offense from what he was accustomed to in Green Bay. He did play very well last year, but he is an older fellow for the NFL. In Miami, meanwhile, the return of Bill Parcells as president, not coach, and, oh, by the way, hurricane warnings this weekend.
Finally, an NFL player is representing himself in a distinctly unique fashion. That would be the Cincinnati Bengals wide receiver, formerly known as Chad Johnson. The NFL yesterday agreed to recognize his legal name, and you're going to tell us what it is.
Chad Ochocinco. And I have trouble saying that without laughing. Now, Johnson is one of the more attention-seeking players in the NFL. Great end zone dancer. He once raced against a horse. He wore a golden mohawk 1 year. Ochocinco, of course, is 8'5 in Spanish, and Johnson, I mean, Ochocinco, wears uniform number 85. He adopted this as his nickname a couple of years ago, and he legally changed it in Florida last week. Bengals head coach Marvin Lewis once referred to him as Ocho Psycho, but this is going to sell a lot of jerseys for the league, and players get a cut of jersey sales.
Do you think they're really going to call him Ochocinco when they do the play-by-play?
I think people are going to call him Ochentacinco because that's really 85.
They'll call him OC.
That would work, too.
Always good to talk to you, Stefan. Have a great weekend.
You too, Michelle.
Stefan Fatsis joins us most Fridays to talk about sports and the business of sports. His latest book is called A Few Seconds of Panic. A 5'8", 170-pound, 43-year-old sports writer plays in the NFL.